of every jiva, every soul. The three representatives of Narayana is there. They have concern with the jiva soul in average. They have concern, they are in charge of their fate. So when is recruited from here, their consent, their permission, their goodwill is necessary, and that is represented in three danda. And also the free will of jiva, that is free acceptance to represent that free cooperation, the jiva is also there. So this is the danda, this should be respected. Generally we should not keep it in anywhere and everywhere in the earth, not so. We should some respect and reverence we should do with the danda. Everything, of course, Vaishnava should see as superior to his own position. And that is the custom and that is the necessity of our behavior, which is compulsory when we want to enter into Vaikuntha. All should be seen with respect. So I am the servant, they are all my master. So Tridanda will also should be seen like that. Though my own self is represented there, but that is also in its divine character. So I shall give my reverence and respect and the devotion to the danda, that is though I take it with me, but it should not be handled as a stick or something like that, not to support me, to help me my ordinary movement, but I am carrying with me just the sacred thread and also the danda of the sannyasi, always remembering me that I am sannyasi. I have punished my kaya, mon and the vakra, my thought, word and deed. The few phases of my endeavor has been punished, controlled. Not that they should not be any longer, they should not have their connection with the world of exploitation. So long as they did, that has been given danda, punished. Punishment has been allotted for that, and from now, I have completely, I have withdrawn my thought, word, and deed, not to participate with the world of exploitation and denunciation, but I shall engage them only 100% in the service of Vishnu and Vaishnava, of my Lord. Henceforth, I take this pledge that henceforth I shall engage my thought, word and deed. Three things I shall engage only for the service, for the cause of the divinity, for the service of my Lord and his own. It represents that envelope, that no longer I have any interest in this mundane world, but I am a dedicated soul in all respects to engage myself in the service of the Lord. And the permission I have got from the three is in charge of individual soul and in charge of the Brahmanda, Rabbhuda Sai, Firoda Sai, Rabbhuda Sai, and who is in charge of the whole, all the Brahmandas that is floating in Viraja, is above all, Mahavishnu. With their permission, I have secured the privilege to engage me in this service, transcendental to all these phases of life, known as the plane of renunciation and exploitation, and only serving, service, dedication. I love that. I want to be a child of that soil, and that is the token I am carrying always. It will remind me the permission of this mundane world. They are in charge. I have taken permission from them. It's license. So I must be true to my own self. I must dedicate myself for the cause of the Vaikuntha Goloka Krishna, Vrindavan interest. I represent the interest of Vrindavan and Navadvip, Mahaprabhu, Krishna, and Vaishnava. So, with this idea, I shall move. Itam samasthaya paratmanishtam upasitam purvatamair mahadvi aham tarishyami dharam paparam tamo mukundan grinshi vaiva. Mahaprabhu took ekodanda sannyas from Kesava Bharati externally, but internally he says this sloka, utters this sloka and starts from Vrindavan. What is that? Itam samasthaya. Okay? কত দিয়ে গেল
সমস্ত
Mahaprabhu, I chanted this poem of Bhagavatam. Itam samasthaya paratmanishtam upasitam purvatam mahadvi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundam grinshi vaiva. The Bengali verse there in Charitamrita. Prabhu kahe sadhu ehi bhikkhuka vacham mukunda sevanavrata koi dhanirdharam পরাত্মনিষ্ঠা মাত্র বিষ ধারণ মুকুন্দ সেবায় হয় সংসার কারণ সেই বেশ কইল এবে বৃন্দাবন গিয়া কৃষ্ণ নিষেবন করি নিভৃতে বসিয়া মহাপ্রভু যে আই হ্যাভ টেকেন দিস তিদণ্ড বেশ দো আউটওয়ার্ডলি হি টুক দিস একদণ্ড বাট ইন্টারনালি হি সেজ আই হ্যাভ টেকেন তিদণ্ড সন্ন্যাস হুইচ ইজ রেকমেন্ডেড ইন ভাগবতম অ্যান্ড নাও the wish, this outward address, only nishtha matra, only will remind me about my future duty. But real thing is what is necessary is the service. If we take the danda, carry the danda, but do not do my duty, then it will be fruitless. It is an emblem. But the real thing is service, to do my duty, to do the service of Vishnu, Vaishnava, Krishna, Vrindavan. That is the real purpose of this. Prabhu kahe sadhu ehi bhikkhuka vacham, the Chidandi Bhikshu, this is the story I shall come in hereafter, in Ekadasa Dhaya Srimad Bhagavatam. That Brahmin, he is chanting this sloka, and Mahaprabhu is repeating that and say, that Prabhu kahe sadhu yehi bhikkhu, oh, it is very well and good. The Tridandi Bhikshu of Bhagavatam, in Ekadasa Adhyaya, Krishna himself is relating this story to Uddhava of a Brahmin. It is very well and good. Sadhu yehi bhikkhu kavacham, Mukunda sevanam vrata kailane dharan. Why? He ultimately came to conclusion that the service of Mukunda, as it is Krishna, Mukunda means Mukunda, something which can make, which can show the salvation, liberation awkward. Mere liberation from exploitation, that is awkward. There is such positive thing in the dedicating world. So mukti. Mu means the abbreviation of mukti. Mu means mukti, means liberation. Ku means the next awkward. Mu kum dadati. It can give something which can show the liberation as an awkward thing. Right. That is Mukunda. The meaning of the word Mukunda is such. He is the giver of such a thing which can show the renunciation is very almost awkward. Such a thing, Mukunda. Prabhu kahe sadhu yehi bhikkhu kavacham, Mukunda sevanam vrata kailane dharan. He has come to conclusion that the service of Mukunda, that is the fulfillment, the highest aim of our life. Well, then, paratma nishtha matra visa dharam, this dress, this garment, this is only to help us externally in the society, some social position to be, that if I approach anyone, easily I can get some arms for my foot. A social status only I can get with this dress. But the real thing is the service, to discharge our duty to Mukunda and his own. Paratma nishtha matra vesha dharam, Mukunda sevai hai sansar taram. By serving Mukunda, we can get rid very easily from the troubles of our previous activity, and we are taken in the vicinity of Mukunda and his paraphernalia. Sri Vaishnava Vrindavan Giya, so I must try to approach Vrindavan, the favorable place, and there I shall go on with chanting the name and service. Kaivari Nivete Bhajiya. Now the story as described by Sri Krishna himself to Uddhava, it is runs like this. There was one Brahmin in Avanti, near Gwalior, near in UP, perhaps a street in Rajputana, Gwalior, that was formerly Avanti, and where the Sandipani Rishi used to live. He had his ashram. And Krishna went to Sandipani Rishi for his training after he came to Mathura and got the sacred thread of the Kshatriyas, and then went to take some training in Gurukul. He stayed for some time in Gurukul with under Sandipani as Guru, and there he got some education, Vedic education, etc. He showed like that, with Sudama and the other friends there. There was one Brahmin. The Brahmin was in the beginning, he was a substantial, a rich man. But he was very miserly, and the social duty he did not attend, discharged in any way. So the reaction came very soon. and the thieves, dacoits, they also took a portion. Then there was some litigation, and money was spent there. And some fire or this, that, in this way, his wealth, accumulated wealth, property was lost. Even he did not allow his own relatives to feed much. He was so miser. Very miser of the miser. But anyhow, the wealth was finished. And he was reduced to a pauper. Then he came to this and says, "Oh, I lived my life in a very awkward way. But now everything is taken from me. I had so vanity, so pride, that I did not offer even neither to the gods nor to the ancestors, nor to the social beggars, not the wife, not the children, nothing, no relatives. But now everything gone. They have left me. I am a street beggar. Does not matter. Whom should I blame for this?" He began to is it of the Kuha, the stars? Are the stars responsible for this? Or the gods? Or the Lord Himself? Anyway, he's considering so many alternatives and dismissing. No, they are not. Then it is my own karma. He made responsible. It is my own karma, nothing to be blamed. My own karma. In this way. But now, perhaps, the Lord is propitiated with me. He has taken me on the street. Then what do I shall do? Leaving these which were so friendly to me the other day, and now they have cheated me. I won't depend on anything else, but I start a new life, inquiring after the inquiry of the Supreme Master. In this way he became independent to everything of this world and started and got the danda from some sadhu and began to move, taking the name of Mukunda, Krishna. So much so that collecting some food in the bank of a river, he is going to take the prasadam. Someone came and passed urine there. What is this? Oh Lord. Moving through the street, so, "What is this in your hand? You old man, just give it to me and let me see." He does not give it and take it. Sometimes take it. "Then please give it, it is my lifelong association, the sacred thing given my Gurudev. Take it. When going to catch it, then again taking it back." In this way, someone say, oh, sadhu, where are you going? He said, I am going there. Oh, why? What for? What do you want? In this way, these men of the society began to disturb him in the most nasty way, different position. Mm-hmm. Then some say, when wants to get something from his mouth, say, why do, if he does not, if he says, no, we don't believe it, say something, then also, in turn, pronounce some filthy things. If he does not speak anything, oh, it must be a thief or a dacoit. He does not speak anything. Let's go, pakdao, bind him down. In this way, wherever he goes, he is meeting this undesirable treatment from the society as a whole. Then he, this came to me, why? I was such a wealthy man, I was in that position, I lost everything, come to lead a good life, still I am being treated so harshly. Who is the responsible for all this? Now that's Lord, it is the stars, or the gods, or the Lord Himself. And so many alternatives, they came at his mind, then dismissed them. No, this cannot be, this cannot be, this cannot be. My own karma is responsible for all these things. Then with this, whatever he comes, he tolerated with the stage of toleration, he began this singing about Krishna, Mukunda. So, then the Krishna himself, the past, the results of the past activity, have come to check, to realize their date. So you must be very forbearing. Forbearing, the past date should be cleared, and you won't hesitate or won't further in any way. Nothing can check your progress towards the positive direction with the help of the... If you wander alone, and it is very easy when we live in the association of the sadhus, and you get some responsible services, then it becomes very easy. The bhajan becomes very easy when we live together with sadhus in the company, by mutual help. Like Napoleonic chair. Do you know that Napoleonic chair? Once Napoleon, in the battle, was compelled to pass a chilly night, very cold night, in a marshy ground with his soldiers. They can't, there's no place to take any rest, to lie down, even to sit, all standing in a marshy land. Then he evolved a policy of taking rest, at least by sitting in a chair. How it is possible? There is nothing. So asked his soldiers to stand in a circle, and asked him to take their seat in such a way that everyone will sit on the lap of another. One, he is sitting in the lap of another, another one is sitting on his lap, in this way, in a circular way. Everyone is sitting, he gets the lap of another, A, B sits on the lap of A, then C sits on the lap of B, D sits in the lap of in a circular way, then the last man also gives lap to the first. In this way, I mean, they were. And Washington also did one time. He was in a very cold night in a plane to pass, he and one of his friends, perhaps. The cold, chilly line, can't stand, so thick, cold. Then they came, that let us wrestle back against one another. So the whole night, by wrestling, the one inner one came, and they could stand the that ship till. Otherwise they would have to die. That was so the company of the sadhu helps us in that way. Mutual help. We can get from one another, and it becomes very easy to go on our journey. Many difficult solutions we get, problems are solved, if we can keep the company of the soul by mutual help, and drawback on one that, filled by another gentleman, and he may have another drawback, that may be applied by another. In any way, that is the most comfortable journey if we go in company towards Lord Krishna. So, Tidandi Bhikshu Pakkhan, you have reminded me, generally, it is read from Bhagavatam when such function occurs. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. As far as Venkata is not coming due to some strike in the very heart or something. Or Tatsarup Maharaj might have dissuaded him also. That also maybe. But anyhow, to an independent boat from little far off from the ferry guard, one may cross. Let us see. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Namadam Manato left for Delhi.
Yes.
Hari Charan has gone to entrain him near Bandel. And he may visit Calcutta also. And maybe back this night, Hari Charan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
We are, this question of Hinduism and Muslim is coming up. So we are not Hindus, but in some way we may speak on behalf of
Hindus.
Hinduism.
In the general sense. Well, Vaishnava, we are Kashma. Varnasam, that is step to Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism. And favorable step, it is utilized. We may begin from Varnasam Dharma, but we have to leave that when we enter the domain of Nirguna. Bhumika. But Varnashram is concerned with Satya Guna, after Satya Guna. And then, even we have to leave Varnashram. And when we enter into Nirguna, Vaishnava is proper. The karma, our activities, the yoga, our attention, and the jnana, our jnana means our acquisition. When they leave their own color and surrender into complete dedicated life, then it becomes Vaishnavism. They have to leave their past steps. Karma, if all the karma is done only for the satisfaction of Krishna, then it is well and good, this is Vaishnavism. And the Gyan, when he ceases all this inquiry, surrendering to the sweet will of Krishna, then it is Vaishnavism. He enters the realm of Vaishnavism. And the yoga, the attention, the direction of our energy, subtle energy, when it stops seeking any other achievement, but concentrate wholly for the satisfaction of Krishna, then it comes, enters the area of Vaishnavism, living bhakti mukha nirikshak karjuka karma yoga gyan. The karma and the gyan and the yoga, they cannot give their promised result without the help of bhakti, without the support of the universal wave or force. If God withdraws all his energy from them to support, then they are nowhere. But they can give their suggestors so many companies, independent companies there may be, insurance company, and this banking company. But if government is does not withdraw it from them, they can work. But if the government withdraws, they cannot exist. But they can thrive, they can work well at the supposed backing of the government, at the passive support of the government. Government withdrawn, they are no higher. So the power, the potency of Krishna, the sympathy withdrawn, the karma, yoga, gyan, no higher. But the supposed support of the, on the basis of the supposed support of the government, of Krishna's will, they can work on independently, give their own. So karma, bhakti mukha nirikshaka karma yoga gyan in Charitamrita. They are always looking at the face of bhakti, the service to Krishna. Saishav sadhane roti tuccha phal, what they give, that is very negligible thing. Bhakti, the service, she does not depend on anything else. She can go independently from any point. From any point of our life, only with the connection of a bona fide agent, we can link with bhakti and we can go on independently without taking any help from the energy, from this fine attention and our inquisitive spirit. Everything may be rejected, and only through service, through a sadhu, one can go on safely towards Vaishnava. So, the Varnasrama generally, the Sanatana Dharma means the Varnasrama, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The Brahman, the highest section, their qualification is this, that they seek something which is not mundane, which is contrast, but not having any clear conception of the conscious world, some vague conception of the spiritual world, not very clear. So Brahmananam Shastribhu Shatrajaji Vishishati. Shatrajaji Shatrajaji means who is engaged in sacrifice, which is meant, the model, the typical, that everything should be done to satisfy him, the central truth, Krishna. Sattvajaji Shastribhu Sarva Vedanta Parola. Then it may come to the stage of an inquirer, Vedantic, who deals with, who loves to deal with consciousness, fine things. Vedanta Parola. Sarva Vedanta Vit Kottya Vishnu Bhakti Vishishyat. They are the yogi and the jnani, they are states, they are like Kormi, they are not dealing with gross things, but they are dealing with, they are busy in their dealing with the very subtle things of consciousness. But mere consciousness does not mean God consciousness. The consciousness of the self, consciousness of the cause of this material world, so many things. So, Brahmins who are the head of the Varnasram Dharma, they are more addicted than matter to spirit. But they have got not the real and the cosmic idea in the complete idea of the spiritual world, purely spiritual world, not of Vaikuntha nor of Goloka. So, the Vaishnava, the Bahunang Janmanamanti Jnanavan Mang Prapajyati, when the Jnani surrenders to the feet of Vasudev, then he becomes Vaishnava, Vaishnava is there. And when Karmi, Yajnarthat Karmananatra Lukoyam Karmabandhana, you can come to understand that any work which is not for Vishnu, that will bind me with the matter, reaction. Then he comes to be Vaishnava. And the yogis, yogi nama visadvesan madgati nantaratmana, saddhavan bhajati yogam swami yuktatama mata. He is following so many mystic tactics in body or mind and trying to raise his consciousness into higher subtle sphere of the world. But when leaving all those things, he comes to contact with the devotee and begins his bhajan, then he is all right. He becomes Vaishnava. So Varnasram has been accepted as so many steps. The Shudra mentality, Vaishya mentality, Khudra mentality, and Brahmin mentality, then Vaishnava mentality. When they accept Vaishnava mentality, Vishnu is all in us, and we are only, our real position is that of a servant of him, and he begins that life. Dismissing all his ambitions in this mundane world, whether gross or subtle, and then he becomes Vaishnava. The Vaishnava, as they would preach Hinduism, to a certain getting the center. The center is Krishna. And for that, you couch in this way. You may earn money, but spend at least a greater portion for the service of Krishna, for the propaganda of his name. You are Vaishya. A Kshatriya, you organize the force and try to help the Vaishnavism, the service of Krishna, and we give recognition you as Vaishya. The organizing capacity, the fighting capacity, that will be realized for them. So we accept it. Whoever you are. And the Vaishya and the Brahmins, you explain the scriptures, the Vedic scriptures and the Puran, etc. But connect you with that Krishna is all in all, and no other gods is equal or more than him. So in that way you connect. So we shall accept you. And the Shudra, you can give some devotee kind of energy. So try to utilize your energy for the service of Krishna. Then we shall have some relation with you. Anyone you be, if you come to Visualize yourself in the service of Krishna. We are in your favor. We have got recognition for you. Achari Jatmasthami jadi Krishna nani bhaje, sakarma korite se raudave parimane. But if you do not connect with Krishna, service of Krishna, then doing your own respective duty, you will have to be the prey of that reaction, that is go down, up and down, this vicious circle, you can't get out of. Only with the connection of Krishna, the autocrat, the great repository of love and beauty. Connect with him, you are saved. Otherwise, in whatever position you are, if you are apathetic to that, you are doomed. That is our position. I said that the Krishna conception, that is the real purpose of the Varnashrami, but they cannot ascertain that mostly, and they wanders up and down. That is our creed. That is Nirguna, and this is all Saguna, going up and down. Abramana loka punar avartino arjuno, mam upetyati kaunteya punar janmana vittati. Nidai gaur gadadha, nidai gaur gadadha. Nidai gaur.
So on the other side, you have just explained how to bring the Hindus to the highest goal, to Krishna. Now the Muslims also, we want to bring them also, yes?
If they are there, it is very difficult for them. They have got some opposite samskar. So that sort of habit is the second nature. To give up one's habit is not very easy. Theoretically, one may say anything and everything, but practically, to come to the standard, it is difficult for them. To get out of their false creed and to accept totally in heart, in mind and deed, it is very difficult. But if it is so, we must accept him. We must accept him. Haridas Thakur, he was not only accepted amongst the Vaishnavas, the Brahmins also took the water of his feet when he disappeared. We find Pancharitamrita. But Haridas Thakur, in his turn, no, I am not fit to sit, take prasadam along with the Vaishnava. I do not venture. I have not come to such a standard. Sanatana Goswami, though he came from a Brahmin,